Greetings, intelligent viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. Governments are becoming increasingly concerned about animal agriculture's role in driving global warming. It has become clear that a fundamental change in diet is required, and urgent government action is needed to ensure the future survival of all species. In today's show, the first in a two-part series, we'll see how various government agencies, cities, and public officials around the world are working to reduce or halt meat consumption in their respective countries to better national health, enhance environmental protection, and address the most pressing issue of our times, climate change.
It's clear that climate change is a massively urgent issue. Scientists from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change clearly agree that we've got to take urgent action over the next few years to reduce carbon emissions by a substantial amount and avoid the worst excesses of climate change and the effect that it will have around the world.
The 2006 Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations report, Livestock's Long Shadow, concluded that livestock raising is enormously damaging to our biosphere, as it fouls our waterways and seas with huge quantities of animal waste, fills the atmosphere with tremendous amounts of toxic greenhouse gases, and consumes nearly a third of the Earth's land surface, with this invaluable space being occupied by intensive animal agriculture-related activities. Methane and nitrous oxide released into the atmosphere are 72 and 275 times more warming than CO2 respectively over a 20-year period, and these and other greenhouse gases from the livestock industry are rapidly heating our planet.
Moving away from factory farming would really help us to tackle climate change, and there's a number of reasons for that. One of them is the deforestation that's happening in so many parts of the world, which is affecting indigenous communities and wildlife, but it's certainly increasing climate change as well. And one of the main reasons for deforestation is clearing land for intensive rearing of animals or for growing food to feed those animals, when we know crop production is a far more efficient way of feeding people. So ending deforestation is one of the arguments, but of course the emissions from intensive farming, including methane emissions, are very substantial and have a real effect on the changes in the environment that we're seeing.
On an annual basis, raising animals for food generates more greenhouse gases than the entire transportation sector worldwide. In fact, the paper Livestock and Climate Change, published in World Watch magazine in 2009, estimates that more than 51% of human-caused global greenhouse gas emissions are from a cycle of producing and consuming animal products. How much difference does it really make for an individual to take the pledge to be veg? According to a 2008 German study, a meat eater is responsible for the production of over 7 times the amount of greenhouse gases as compared to a vegan. And a Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency report concluded that a global shift to a plant-based diet could lessen future climate change mitigation costs by a staggering 80%.
To raise a kilo of meat requires something of the order of 8 kilos of cereal. Sustainable? There is the issue about the current annual worldwide production of corn, wheat, rice and soybeans alone, if used to feed people instead of feeding animals, would solve much of the world's food problems.
In January 2009, the German Federal Environmental Agency released a strong recommendation that citizens curb meat consumption to limit the release of greenhouse gases and energy usage. According to a survey, almost 10% of Germans are vegetarian. Another survey shows that 51% of Germans are inclined to decrease their meat eating to improve personal health, protect the lives of animals, as well as mitigate global warming. In response to the ever-burgeoning mountain of evidence that animal products severely harm our planet, the Swedish government has created guidelines on healthy, climate-friendly eating, which advises Swedes to follow a low-meat diet. In October 2010, Britain's Food Standards Agency released a report entitled Food and Climate Change that endorses avoidance of meat and dairy products to help the nation meet its greenhouse gas reduction goals and lower cardiovascular disease risk in the population. The study conducted on the agency's behalf by University of East Anglia, UK, notes that animal-based foods involve much higher amounts of greenhouse gas emissions in their production as compared to vegetables and pulses. The study recommends public food outlets such as those in schools, hospitals, works canteens, universities, councils, etc. should be at the front line in introducing low GHG greenhouse gas, healthy and affordable food choices.
We can see recent changes in Southeastern countries.
Yes.
The weather change, the effects of the floods. And I believe, and many people support that idea, that yes, the vegetarianism and the approaches in this area can help in reducing those climate changes. Eating less meat,
yes,
will help in reducing the carbon footprints, reducing use of water and other areas. At the same time, it's a campaigning matter which we need to go out in public, raising the awareness,
yes,
making sure that people participate in it and becomes role models in that.
Thanks to a council resolution in May of 2009, the city of Ghent in Belgium became the first city in Europe to declare one day a week as Veggie Day. Veggie Day, observed on Thursdays, encourages people to eat plant-based fare to help end climate change and improve public health. Approximately 95% of the children in Ghent's 35 schools follow this weekly tradition, as well as many of the residents and local government officials. Two other cities in Belgium, Hasselt and Mechelen, have now joined Ghent in declaring Thursdays as Veggie Day. In January 2010, Bremen in northern Germany became the first German city to declare one day a week as a meat-free day.
A key thing is try to move towards a lower meat consumption, because meat has a higher emissions of CO2. And for example, in our office in Belgium, we've said that each lunchtime, if we have a meeting, we never have any fish or never any meat, only vegetarian food.
Things like meat-free Mondays, it's just sort of that little bit of personal action that you can take that will actually make a difference. And I think that getting across to people that what they do does make a difference, even though they're one little voice, if you add all those voices together, you can really bring about quite dramatic social change. And that's the role of politicians, trying to make people's voices heard and empower them to actually influence things is really important.
Ghent's forward-thinking Veggie Day movement has inspired many municipalities and even schools, universities, hospitals, and restaurants outside Europe to champion more helpful and compassionate ways of living. In July 2010, the first city in all of Africa, Cape Town, South Africa, officially launched a Meat-Free Mondays campaign to promote public health, better animal welfare, and halt global warming. A number of prominent non-governmental organizations in South Africa followed the splendid example set by Cape Town by declaring the start of South Africa-wide Meat-Free Mondays in September 2010. Sponsors of the initiative estimate that if every South African goes meat-free one day each week, 11,200 cattle, 2 million chickens, 10,000 pigs, and 22,300 sheep would be saved from slaughter weekly. In the Americas, the city of Sao Paulo, Brazil, began a day without meat in October 2010 with the support of organizations such as Vegetarian Magazine and Greenpeace to encourage residents to join the veg trend and preserve their precious environment. Inspired by his daughter Chelsea, who is a dedicated vegan, former U.S. President Bill Clinton has decided to follow a nearly all-vegan diet to improve his well-being for his sake and that of his future grandchildren. "I went on essentially a plant-based diet," Mr. Clinton told U.S. news channel CNN in a September 2010 interview. "I live on beans, legumes, vegetables, and fruit. I drink a protein supplement every morning. No dairy." Mr. Clinton's dietary changes have motivated many more around the U.S. as well as worldwide to adopt a more healthful and environmentally friendly diet. On his most recent visit to Formosa, Taiwan, in November 2010, Mr. Clinton shared his delightful vegan experiences with the president of Formosa, Taiwan, His Excellency Ma Ying-jeou, and both enjoyed a delicious, nutritious, plant-based meal together. Turning to Asia, former South Korean National Assembly member and current president of the New Progressive Party, Mr. No Hui Chan, announced as part of his 2010 campaign for mayorship of Seoul, 5 public pledges, including a free, eco-friendly school meals program for the city's children.
축산 과정에서 나오는 그런 이제 온실가스 배출 이런 것들이 이제 환경을 파괴하는 측면들이 있습니다. 그렇기 때문에 이제 환경 보호를 위해서도 어려워서 생태 환경을 유지하기 위해서도 채식이 굉장히 중요한 역할을 한다고 생각되고 뭐 그런 점에서 보면은 이 자동차 없는 날도 중요하지만 고기 안 먹는 날이 훨씬 더 중요할 수 있다고 생각되고.
Sharing that he avoids eating meat himself as much as possible, Mr. No further stated that respect for animals is also an important determinant of a nation's progress.
채식은 좋은 환경을 만드는데도 결정적인 영향을 미친다는 걸 더 많은 사람들이 알아야 할 것 같습니다. 채식은
진보다!
According to a survey conducted in mid-October 2010 in Formosa, Taiwan, by the government's Ministry of Education, approximately 86% of elementary, junior, and senior high schools on the island are offering plant-based meals to their students to promote healthy lifestyles and reduce global warming, with 3 schools now providing such meals 3 times a week.
我们会鼓励我们的小孩子的话，都吃点蔬菜，多吃点蔬菜的话，健康来讲的话，它是一个最好的一条途径哈。我们还是希望学校可以多多给小孩子们一点点教育，然后因为囡仔已经应用得家丁，好，但回家去的话就影响到家长。那么家长的话就会影响到整个社会哈。啊，其实是家属，其实应用或者是针对当教育卡好的地方哈。啊，那啊啊，卖家一个物件，你就提到你身躯来提醒，针对是将障碍累积嘛哈。啊，但是这都是嘛是爱可影响，是所以我后来拜托伊嘞，啊，我呢教育处来提醒，学校的营养师里头的话也要善尽他的责任，好，所以我们希望的话在素食里头的话再来多就要推好吃的蔬食餐。
In closing, we share this encouraging message from Heri Zutiando, Mayor of Yogyakarta, Indonesia.
Kepada masyarakat Yogyakarta maupun juga masyarakat dunia, pertama, terus lakukan kita penghijauan, tanam pohon dimanapun ada tanah yang memang bisa kita tanami. Dimanapun tempat bisa kita tumbuhkan tanaman. Kedua, ayo kita manage sampah dengan sebaik-baiknya. Kemudian juga pesan saya, ayo kita kurangi polusi udara dengan memakai kendaraan yang memang tidak berenergi dari fosil dan menghasilkan polusi. Ayo kita bersama-sama juga saya ingin bahwa konsumsi makanan yang daging identik dengan kemakmuran itu sesuatu yang salah dalam pemahamannya. Kita beragamkan menu makanan kita. Ayo, be fact, go green, should save the planet.
We applaud all those across the globe seeking to spread the word about the earth-protective, animal-free diet. May your fine efforts soon bring us an age where peace is always on our plate. Wise viewers, we appreciate your blessed company today on Good People, Good Works. Please join us again next Sunday for part 2 of our program on how governments are promoting vegetarianism. Coming up next is the world around us after noteworthy news. May our planet awaken now and switch to the wonderful vegan lifestyle.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.